Let's begin with a prayer, huh? That's the best thing to do. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Fill our minds, and our eyes, and our hearts, and our lungs, and our bodies with your presence. Make us so sensitive to your movements, so that, Father, we can easily hear your voice spoken through your Son, Jesus. And Jesus, you overcame all odds to be with us. You overcame death so that we could have eternal life with you. This day, we want to imitate our entire lives after you, not only in brotherhood, but in owning what it means to be a man. And in this particular time, over the next 30 minutes, I ask you to give me your Spirit's gift of peace, but also give all the men here your gift of receptivity, so that they can acknowledge any sin or any stress that is in their life, receive the courage to overcome it, and the fortitude to leave this room knowing that with you, they have the power to overcome anything that is not of you. May all of your sacrificial love be poured into our own hearts so that we can be the men that, Father, you created us to be. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, fellas. So, what is my talk called? It's something about beating stress. I didn't come up with it. This was my original talk title. I thought it pretty much summed it up. So I just want to acknowledge stress, because I think you all, more than any other generation, have such a high stress level. What is put on your plate, what is expected of you, is a lot more than what it was 15, 20 years ago for me, and definitely in times before when we didn't have all the resources that we have now. You guys are facing a lot, and a lot of that comes from pressure from family, friends, social media, you name it. So stress sucks. Say stress.
Stress.
Say sucks.
Stress.
It does, yeah. And how guys deal with stress is a lot different than how girls deal with stress. So let me show you what I'm talking about.
It's just, there's all this pressure, you know? And sometimes it feels like it's right up on me. And I can just feel it, like literally feel it in my head, and it's relentless. And I don't know if it's gonna stop. I mean, that's the thing that scares me the most, is that I don't know if it's ever gonna stop.
Yeah. Well, you do have a nail in your head.
It is not about the nail.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'll bet if we got that out of there...
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just pointing out that maybe the nail is causing...
You always do this. You always try to fix things when what I really need is for you to just listen.
See, I don't think that is what you need. I think what you need is to get the nail
out. See, you're not even listening now.
Okay, fine. I will listen. Fine.
It's just... Sometimes it's like... There's this achy... I don't know what it is. And I'm not sleeping very well at all. And all my sweaters are snagged. I mean, all of them.
That sounds really hard.
It is. Thank you. Ow!
Oh, come on, if you would just...
Don't!
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
All right, I show that because anybody go to How to Get a Girl 101? Did you go to that?
Yeah.
And then Sexual Integrity, anybody go to that one too? No, maybe not yet. Okay, it should go without saying, although the world is trying to tell us differently now, there is a distinct difference between men and women. When it comes to stress, we have this built within ourselves to attack it. We have this desire to fix it. And I love this because I show this to all my engaged couples, because I meet with them for the first time and I'll show them this. And I'm like, that's exactly what we do. He always tries to fix it. No, you just don't recognize that this is the problem. We need to do it. And they're like getting in all these fights because we just have within us this desire to do. And God bless the women because they teach us so much about how to stop and to receive. So we balance each other out very well and complement each other. But for guys, there is something that we should celebrate when it comes to attacking the problem. And when it comes to stress, There's a very good way to do this, a very healthy way to do this. There's also an unhealthy way to do this. An unhealthy way in terms of vocation, something that I can speak to personally, was when I first thought about entering seminary. So I grew up in Garfield Heights, not too far from here, and I went to Catholic grade school, high school. I had no problem with the Catholic Church. I really didn't have any problem with the priesthood. But anytime anyone suggested, like, have you ever thought about becoming a priest? I go, no, I haven't. And have you thought about getting therapy for drugs? Because there's something wrong with you to think that, there's no way. There's no way I ever thought that I would be a priest, let alone want to be one. So then I graduated from Trinity High School, went on to the University of Dayton, got my degree in biology down there, loved the sciences, and then came back up to Cleveland and enrolled in nursing school. And about 6 months into nursing school, long story, the Lord placed on my heart to pursue seminary, and I fought it. Because to me, hopefully you guys have already, if you haven't acknowledged this yet, it will happen today. And I hope like you really let this sink into your heart, that because God made us, He knows us better than we know ourselves. That's one of those duh statements, right? But for me growing up, God was always out there. You know, we have God the Father that made us, and Jesus died for us, but Jesus is invisible right now, and we see Him in the Eucharist, but He's not really walking with me. So because you're not right there with me, God, you really don't know what's going on in my life or exactly how I'm feeling. So I know the plan that I need to take to make myself happy. So I'm going to push against yours. And so I created all this sort of stress. Say stress.
Stress.
Say sucks.
Stress.
Stress sucks. And I put it on myself. And it's only when we let go, throw our hands up on the roller coaster, and allow God to take us somewhere, it may be uncomfortable, but there's always a rush, and it's usually one of affirmation that God's going to take you where you need to go. So a lot of the times, the stress that we experience, we put on ourselves. But there's also a lot of bad stress when it comes to negative relationships, unhealthy households, anything that lowers our ability to function properly, drugs, alcohol, you name it, a lack of a prayer life. But ultimately, sin is what causes so much stress, even if we can't name it. Now, granted, there's good stress, right? Stress from coaches, parents telling you to be better, to do better. It's like stretching a muscle. It's a good stress. But what we're talking about here is that bad stress. And what I want us to do is look at ways that we can conquer stress in a way that plays to our strengths. As men, we like to fix. We also like to break and destroy. And so when it comes to eliminating stress, especially sin, we want to break it. And that's what we're going to do today. So you see all these pieces on the floor here. If you talk to some of your buddies who were in the session before lunch, they broke some boards, and so are you. So to walk through what that has anything to do with attacking the stresses in your life, you all need to get your own boards. So what I need you to do is everybody stand up. We're taking a little field trip. I'm going to need you to go out this door, wrap around this room, so go down the hallway. There is a stack of boards outside this door. Come in this door with your board and then take a seat. And Chris, if you could hand them a marker, all the markers are on the windowsill. Hand them one marker on the way in. It's awesome. It's really awesome. Do we lock them out? Now watch their faces when they do this. It's the best. My 11-year-old niece did this. And she was like, oh my gosh. It's a lot easier than you think it is. When you got your board and you got your marker, have a seat. Thank you. While it's on my mind, a short disclaimer. There is a method to this madness. And so again, there is a really good way to conquer this stress, to conquer this challenge, and there is a bad way. So because we did not have you sign liability waivers, I'm gonna ask you, please do not sue me if you get a boo-boo on your hand. But hopefully if we do this right, you won't have to worry about that. If you choose to do it the wrong way though, it's all on you, and if nothing else, we may chuckle at you, and we thank you for that entertainment. What I want you all to do right now is we want to put a face or a name to your particular stress. All of you come from different households, different schools, different spiritualities maybe, different journeys with God. I don't want to presume to say that you all are dealing with the same things. Some of you may be, but maybe it might be at a different level or a different degree. That's yours. I'm not going to belittle that or take that from you. However, what we tend to do, especially in this day and age as men, is to say, I'm okay, it's not that bad, and to shoo it to the side and never really address it. And what happens when you have a wound and you don't address it, it gets infected. It grows, it starts spreading. So what we need to do is name it. So what I want you to do is put your boards and your markers down for a second. Make sure both feet are on the floor. If you could, close your eyes. I want you to place your hands, palms up, out in front of you, lie them on the desk in front of you. And keep your eyes closed as we pray. Because what we're about to do now is call upon the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives many gifts. One of those is wisdom and discernment. And if you've really never thought about the stress or the particular sin that causes stress, never really took the time to name it, now's the time we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to do that for you. Because that is the necessary first step to acknowledge what that is if you're ever going to conquer it. So take a few seconds in silence now and just pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle the hearts of all these young men in this room. We know that the presence of sin in this world has created a lot of stress in our lives. And whether or not we are the cause of that stress, we know that you are the solution, you are the remedy, you are the answer to it. But we need to see clearly what that is, so that we can cooperate with you and allow you, God, to remove it. Right here, right now, in this moment, let us acknowledge that one sin or that one stress that we no longer want. That one thing that keeps coming up, that keeps getting in our way, that interferes with us being a good son, a good brother, a good disciple of you, Jesus. And through your Spirit, bring that one stress to the surface of our hearts and give us the courage and confidence to know that with you, we can break it. Come, Holy Spirit. When you are ready, you can open your eyes. I ask you to maintain some level of quiet, because it will soon not be quiet much longer. And write down that one sin or that one stress that you know is just bad for you. It might be bad for your friends or for your family that you want to get rid of. You don't have to share with anybody. If you want to write it down, then flip it over so no one sees. Totally fine with you and totally fine with me. That is yours. It is yours to conquer. And as brothers, we want to respect that. When you have written that one sin or that one stress, Make sure your markers are down. And now we're going to talk about how to eliminate it. Again, there is this pressure on society that is purely satanic, that tells us we'll never really get over this particular sin or this stress. We live in it, we're surrounded by it, it's not necessarily my fault, so there's no way I'm really going to get rid of it. I'm just going to sit tight and eventually it'll go away. The Lord's like, nope. I baptize you with the power of the Son of God. If you want this out of your life, it will happen. So what we got to start with is believing that today, whatever you wrote down can and will be gone. And it's as real as the board in front of you that you're going to break. However, when we attack that sin or that stress, like we attack any stress in our lives, there's a proper way to do it. How are we going to do it? Let's see if I can switch this without breaking it. I'm so proud of myself that I learned how to flip this earlier today. Yeah, look, it's like magic.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, you're going to step into it. Anytime, especially in sports, when you want to make a play, when you want to go big, you got to lean into it, you got to press into it, you got to step into it. We're going to apply these same principles to how you're going to break a board. And through our fraternity, encouraging each other, empowering each other, it will become a prayer to literally eliminate whatever's on your board. How are we going to start it off, though? How are we going to take this first step? You got to set it up. You know what you're good at. I hope you do. If you don't, spend some time. It's not prideful unless you like make an icon to yourself and like someone is currently building you a statue to place in your high school garden. Don't do that. But you are allowed to celebrate and give thanks to what the Lord has given you, whether it's athletic prowess, intellect, maybe you're a great musician, maybe you're a good friend, a good listener, you're responsible. You know what you're good at. If you want to conquer something, you have to play to your wheelhouse. You have to do what you know you do best. In other words, don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to do something that you know you're just not good at, because that's going to create more stress to try to be somebody that you're not. So you literally got to work with the current. On the boards, you'll notice that there is a grain. The lines of the wood go in one direction, right? Depending on how it's in front of you right now, they're either going left to right or top to bottom. When we're breaking a board in half, it's going to split right down the middle, which means you need to break and go with the grain, not against it. So you need to set it up. Know what you're dealing with. Know how to enter into it. So look at your board. If your board has the lines going horizontal, you need to turn it so they're going vertical, top to bottom. You'll find, look at the side. You'll see the lines. If you can't quite tell, you actually can push your hand over the sides or the top. You'll feel the ridges. If not, ask a friend around you. So set it up. Allow those lines to go top to bottom because that's the best way it's going to break. If you don't set it up this way when we come up to break these boards, you will get a boo-boo. It happens every time. There's always someone who thinks they can break it, and I don't say that as a challenge to any of you, again, because I did not sign those waivers. It's a lot harder to break the board when you're going against the grain. You want to go with what you know, go with what works. So you set up your board. Next thing you want to remember is to think through it. When you're running a race and you get to that finish line, no one just stops there. There's so much momentum, you're actually told, imagine the finish line is 10 feet beyond the actual finish line. You want to work all the way through it, right? So when we set these boards up here, I want you to think that the board is actually a couple feet below. So with the power that you're going to use to break this board, imagine that you actually have to go a little bit farther to break it. Because with that mentality, you'll have enough energy to crack it in half. But like in life, it'll give you momentum to keep going. Your job isn't done. Our goal is heaven, right? It's sainthood. Just because we conquer one stress or sin doesn't mean it may not come back or there'll be other ones. That's why we need Jesus to do this, but we need to think through it, know what we're looking at, and know that we have to keep going beyond, not just stopping. Also important to remember. Third thing, eyes on the target. If you don't mind, no one's really going to be able to see, maybe the front row, the sin or the stress that you wrote. So have it face up, and I want you to look at it dead in the eye. Hopefully it's right in the center. If it's not, imagine it's right in the heart of it. Don't be distracted by anybody looking at you. Don't be distracted about what's above it, below it. If you have enough room on either side, you're looking at a dead center, and that's where your hand's going to go. All right? If you want to attack or conquer anything, even the good things, especially in sports or in scholastics, you got to have a goal. You got to look at it to attain it. And that's so important. A couple guys last time, they were so concerned about it not moving that you could see the hand hit too high or too low, and they couldn't break it. You want to look right dead center to attack it. And then the last thing is persevere. For a lot of sins, especially if they're habitual, for a lot of stresses that are not your fault, that maybe you live in, it's not necessarily going to go away the first time. That doesn't mean you get discouraged. That means you keep going. So if you come up here and you attempt to break the board and it doesn't happen the first time, try it again. It doesn't happen the second time, try it again. If it doesn't happen the third time, use your wheelhouse, what works. You have the option of getting on this table and kicking the crap out of that board. I promise your foot will go through it. This is so important, is that you don't stop. You don't stop. What we're going to guarantee, what's that? Yeah, I want you to make sure that you think about these things. Get after it, fellas. I mean, you will break it. I promise you. One way, shape, or form, you will break it.
Just try not to break anything else.
Just try not to break anything else, right. How you will break it, do not use your pinky. Do not go like this, please. Don't use the side of your hand. If you're an experienced martial artist, use your head. I don't care. You know more than me. Anyone can break it using the palm of your hand, because it's just like you're pressing down on anything. Use that same force to press. If it slaps your whole hand, it'll still break. You probably won't feel it as much if the base of your hand hits it first. So there you go. You can even press it on top. Just know where it's going. But you want to step into it. Believe you can do it. That's the key. That's the key to overcoming any stress. Believe you can do this, and you will. Now, the most important thing that you need to do, the most important thing that you need to do that supersedes all this, we were created never to be alone. Jesus hung out with 12 buddies, his best friends. We are meant for communion with other people. We are meant for fraternity. Fellas, never go at anything alone. You may not know each other well. You may leave here not knowing anybody new. But going home, in your family, in your schools, know who your buddies are who have your back and encourage each other. That fraternity is so important. We're going to practice that here because we're going to encourage each other. So when a guy's up here, this is how it's going to go. You're going to introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Jim. Next person's going to go, hi, my name is Joe. At the same time, to let you know that they're ready, they will say this phrase, God, come to my assistance. Your response is, Lord, make haste to help me. Let's practice that. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
I got to believe you. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
There you go. Let your energy fly, fellas. We're meant to build and break stuff. We want to fix that nail. We need to get after it. So get that energy flowing. I promise you there's a rush. Anytime you break stuff is amazing, right? Guys, we're just meant to do this. And then when that board is broken, because it will be broken, I want you all to let out a hoorah. Ready? One, two, three. Hoorah! One more time. One, two, three. Hoorah! There we go, fellas. Are we ready to do this? Who's our first two culprits? Right here. Nate and Matt, step right up. I'll help you out place your board. All right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Introduce yourself to everybody, please.
I'm Nate. I'm Matt.
On the count of three, it's God come to my assistance. For us, it's Lord make haste to help me. And then whenever you're ready, fellas, step into it, base of your hand, punch through it. Imagine that board is a little bit lower than it is right now. And watch magic happen. I hope. You gotta say it together. We gotta believe you. One, two, three. Lord, make haste to help me. Get it, fellas. Bam! Hoo-ah! All right, get up on that table. If you want to try one more time, you can. Or you can. There you go! Hoo-ah! Who's up? Who's up next? Who's up next? Go up. Get up there. Step into it, fellas. You got this. Introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Robert.
On the count of three. One, two, three. God. Lord, make haste to help me. Yeah. Hoo-ah! We're done. Who's up, fellas? Set that wood in the pile. Well done. Believe you can do it. One, two, three.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. There it is. Hoorah! I didn't hear any hoorahs on that one. There we go. Step right up there, fellas. All right. One, two, three. Lord, make haste to help me. There it is. Hoorah! There you go. Get angry about it. Throw them chairs. The more impassioned you get about what you want to break, the more powerful that break will be. Introduce yourselves, please. One, two, three. Lord, make haste to help me. There you go. Hoorah! I feel like we still got that post-lunch nap feeling. I need everyone to stand up on your chairs. Stand up on your chairs. You are welcome to stand up on your chairs. I give you permission. There you go. There we go, fellas. Encourage each other. Encourage each other. Your names, please.
I'm Isaac.
And one, two, three. Lord, make haste to help me. Do it again. Persevere. Persevere. Wait, wait, wait. You're bored. You're bored. Punch with the grain. Punch with the grain. Turn your board.
You're right.
There it is. Go with the grain. Lord, make haste to help me. All right, you use your foot. Stand up on the table. Stand up on the table.
Elbow it. Drop the elbow.
Get there.
People's elbow.
There you go.
Watch out, watch out.
Just pounce on it, man. Right in the middle. Go with the grain. Go with the grain. There it is. That's perseverance, brother. Sometimes it hurts. Make sure you set your board upright. Go with the grain. Well done. Well done. All right, fellas, who are you? All right, guys. Three, two, one. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Y'all believe you can do it. If you can't, that's all right. Stand up. Get on the table. Get on the table. Get on the table. There you go, brother. You can do it. Stand up. Stand up. There you go. Hoorah! Who's up? Who's up? Who's up? Set up your boards. Think all the way through it. Keep your eyes on the target. Persevere. What are your names? Anthony and Alex. On 3, 2, 1. Lord, make haste to help me. Get it. Believe you can do it. All the way through. All right, get up on that table. Get up on the table. Stomp right on, bro. There you go. Hoorah! Imagine that board is 2 feet below. And swing all the way through. Punch all the way through. Fellas, who are you? All right, 3, 2, 1. Lord, make haste to help me. Bam! Hoorah! Look at them walk away like bosses. Like a boss. Well done. Well done. All right, fellas, introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Brandon.
3, 2, 1. Lord, make haste to help me. There you go. How many we got left? All right. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a board? Get one more board. Yes, this our brother over here doesn't have to go alone.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Hey, Ben.
I'm Patrick.
Patrick. Go grab a board. Oh my, spit an image. So you want to break his face. That's great. That's brotherhood right there. All right, fellas. 3, 2, 1.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Punch all the way through. There you go. Last but certainly not least, Chris, why don't you go up there with him? Yes. Yes, Chris, go. That was easy. As it should be. As it should be. Very good. All right. Introduce yourselves.
Chris.
And on 3, 2, 1.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Oh, dude, get back up there. Get back up there. There you go. Get up there, brother. Yeah! Hoorah! All right, fellas, grab a seat. Grab a seat, please.
Thanks.
Thank you. Fellas, something I want you to remember. This is definitely more than an analogy. If we did to sin and stress what we did to these boards on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, this is the remnant. We would be having a bonfire of just all the crap we no longer need in our life. This, oh man, I wish we had more kids here or more guys, more anybody really, to just build this up, to live as a testament to the fact that you can't be just bombarded with stress. You can't be overwhelmed with it. You can't be overcome. Please know that these are the ways that you're going to overcome anything that's going to come and try to take you down, try to not make you the men that you're meant to be. If you turn around, Jesus on that cross, that is who you are meant to be. That is who you are capable of being. But you got to believe you can do it. Of everything that we talked about, though, the most important thing is to encourage each other, to not let each other give up. Do what it takes to overcome and break through any barrier. So before I let you go, let's pray in thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, thank you so much for creating us, your sons. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the sonship of Jesus Christ. He endured so much stress and so much pain, but he knew that with you and with your Holy Spirit and with his brothers, that he was going to be given the courage and the strength to break through that cross to the glory of the resurrection. Please bless these brothers, these sons of yours, in the same way. Let them never doubt that through perseverance and through wisdom and strength that they can overcome any of those stresses, and that they can and will end today if they encourage and uplift each other. Give them that sacrificial love for each other so that they can constantly and visibly witness to Jesus Christ present in this church today. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you men. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go in peace, fellas. Thanks for stopping by. I don't know where you're headed, but I know it's onward and upward.